So what we're doing here first is the third annual Duane McDuffie Award for Kids Comics. And that's an award that celebrates excellence in comics for young readers, this time comics published in 2016, last year. Duane was a friend of mine, and over the years, we would share our frustration about the state of comics for kids. We did not see a lot of great comics for kids. Somehow the idea that comics didn't have to be for kids, which was becoming like a big deal, which is a great idea, comics don't only have to be for kids. That started turning into, well, you know, comics don't have to be for kids at all, which that's the wrong idea. There are a lot of great comics for adults, and there should be a lot of great comics for kids. But the business, the way it's set up, was having a hard time doing that. That didn't mean that the readers, like you guys, who really are into comics, disappeared. You just needed more great books, comics, to see and to be impressed with. Now, we knew that those readers were looking at animation. If you think about the things that Duane did, like Static Shock and Justice League Unlimited and Ben 10, that was exactly the audience for the traditional superhero and adventure comics that I know Duane and I grew up really, really loving. Kids Read Comics came to be because a lot of us were frustrated with the state of comics for kids. And so Jersey and Andros, Dan and Katie Merritt, Edith Donnell and I, we made a commitment to promote comics of all kinds that are made for young readers. We discovered something very exciting. We were not the only ones making that commitment. Since our first Kids Read Comics event, the precursor to the Ann Arbor Comic Arts Festival, 8 years ago, there's been an explosion of great comics for kids and teens, especially online and in traditional bookstores where you didn't really see them before. Even in some comic shops that understand that part of their job is to create a new crop of readers as often as they can. So this weekend, you're gonna get to see some of those comics, obviously. You're gonna go upstairs to Artist Alley, you're gonna see some wonderful, wonderful creative people and the comics that they've turned out. And you know, I can't tell you how sorry I am that Duane McDuffie isn't here to share that with you. He did live to see that great reemergence of comics for young people, the infusion of creative talent coming from all corners and coming from all cultures. And that's something he deserves a big part of the credit for, because he was a creator who fought to guarantee a place for all kinds of different voices in comics. It's in his honor and his memory that this award exists. It gives us a chance to celebrate excellence, originality, and inclusiveness in the ever-unfolding world of comics. So, without further ado, the short list for this year's Duane McDuffie Award for Kids Comics. Bad Machinery, Volume 6, The Case of the Unwelcome Visitor by John Allison. Blip by Barnard B. Richards. The Cloud by K.I. Zakopoulos and Vincenzo Balzano. The Creepy Case Files of Margot Malou by Drew Wang. Ghosts by Raina Telgemeier. Goldie Vance by Hope Larson, Brittany Williams, and Sarah Stern. Hilda and the Stone Forest by Luke Pearson. Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur Volume 1 BFF by Amy Reeder, Brandon Montclair, and Natasha Bustos. Patsy Walker, AKA Hellcat Volume 1, Hooked on a Feline by Kate Leth, Brittany Williams, and Natasha Allegri. And Princess, Princess Ever After by Katie O'Neill. And the winner of this year's award is Ghosts by Raina Telgemeier. Raina, you're gonna get a very nice hard to carry home award.
Aww,
for the Duane. It has a quote from Duane on it that said, "I learned to read from comics, I learned to dream." And you'll get this fancy schmancy certificate too. So Raina, take the floor, please.
Thank you so much. much. I think this may be the first time that a Duane McNuffie Award has gone to somebody who was present. So I would like to take this opportunity to, first of all, thank the judges for nominating and selecting Ghosts as the winner. That's really amazing. I know Duane was really passionate about the potential for kids' comics, and I'm super proud to carry his mission forward. I do wish he was with us here today to see all of the leaps and bounds that our industry has made. And in the spirit of spreading the love and the word, I'd actually like to take this opportunity to talk to you guys about some of my favorite books. Instead of making it about me, I'd like to tell you about some other books that are out there on the shelves. Hopefully you'll discover something new. I'm going to show you some slides, give you some titles. The first one is a book called Newsprints by Ru Zhu. This is a story about a newsboy who is a girl. And the first volume was out in January. The second volume comes out next year. It's awesome. I've read it. Ru is super cool. The next book is called Lowriders in Space. It's by Kathy Camper and Raoul III. The second volume is called Lowriders to the Center of the Earth, which just won a Pura Belpre Award, which is the ALA's award for recognizing Latin American creators in Kid Lit. Next, I recommend The Shadow Hero by Jean Luen Yang and Sunny Liu. And this is a story resurrecting a little-known superhero from the 1940s called the Green Turtle. And Jean and Sunny have given him an awesome backstory. So this book is fabulous. Next, I suggest Little White Duck by Na Lu. And this is the story of her childhood in China and a lot of her memories. I also heartily recommend Lola, A Ghost Story by Jay Torres and Albert Orr. This is a story about a boy who travels to the Philippines for his grandmother's funeral, and that's where he discovers that he shares her special gift, which is the ability to talk to and see ghosts. Giants Beware by Rafael Rosado and George Aguirre, which is their friends of ours, their friends of A2CAF. We're sad they're not here this year, but hopefully next year they'll be back. This is a swashbuckling series about a girl who fights monsters. If you're a fan of Bone by Jeff Smith or Amulet by Kazu Kibuishi, this book is awesome. Phoebe and Her Unicorn by Dana Simpson. If you're into comic strips like I was when I grew up, you're going to love this book. It feels like an old classic, but it's new. And so if you've read Calvin and Hobbes or maybe the My Little Pony comics, you'll probably dig this. Now for teenagers, I suggest Lucky Penny by Ananth Hirsch and Yuko Oda. This is kind of a new adult comedy romance slice of life, absurdist. If you're into Scott Pilgrim, I recommend this. And it's by the creators of a webcomic called Johnny Wander, which is my favorite webcomic on the internet. Ms. Marvel, of course, by G. Willow Wilson and Adrian Alfona. You guys have probably heard of this, and that is rightly so. It's amazing. It's the story of Kamala Khan, and she's a comic book geek who finds herself transformed into a superhero and has to fit that in with the rest of her teenage life. It's probably my favorite superhero comic that is on shelves right now. And I didn't want to leave out something for young readers, so I chose How to Find a Fox by Nyla Magruder. She is a storyboard artist at Disney, and she happens to have a graphic novel coming out later this year called MFK, which, as a webcomic, was actually selected by Duane McDuffie's other namesake award. There is a Duane McDuffie Award for Diversity in Comics, and Nyla won that in 2015. So I'm super excited about that. So now the surprise. So I've told you about some cool books. And I felt like instead of just telling you about these books, I would give every kid in this room a copy of one of these books. So I bought books for everybody here. If you're a kid, you can go out into the hall, choose a book, just write your first name and your age on the sheet next to the book, and hopefully you discover something new today. Hopefully you discover a creator that you love. Yes. Thank you, Duane, for inspiring us all.